This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Wednesday, August 21st, 2019, about 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Tomorrow night at the Goldtown Theater will be a live reading of Stand By Me. And with me in the studio now is co-producer Heather Laverne to tell us all about it. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you here. Okay, so Stand By Me. How did you all choose to do a live reading of this?
Well, it's a movie that I grew up with and love, and I think a lot of people feel that way about it. So it's something that I think has an audience already that it will be fun to see local actors. It's an all-female cast. So seeing local actors kind of put their own spin on it and interpret it in their own way, and kind of another way to watch the movie. If you've seen it a million times, you kind of get a little bit of a new insight into it.
Okay, so this is tomorrow night, Thursday, 7:30?
7:30.
Okay.
At the Goldtown Nickelodeon.
And that's when it will start? Should we get there a little bit earlier?
I would say so. Tickets have been available online and at Rainy Day Retreat, but it's something that you can also buy at the door. So I don't know how many are already sold. So
okay.
you can get a spot, but it's a small theater, as a lot of people know. And
right.
A lot of people want to get there to get that couch. So
what's the scene going to look like when we walk into the theater tomorrow night?
Well, it's done as a table read.
Okay.
So the way that we do it is we have a table set up with chairs and microphones. We have Betsy doing the sound for us.
Nice.
And up behind us on the screen, we're actually going to be playing the movie on mute. So you can see the visuals of it, but you get to hear our interpretation of the characters.
And so it's wow. You'll be doing the script reading in time with the movie.
Sometimes it goes a little ahead. Sometimes it falls behind. But we almost always figure out that flow and end pretty much on time.
Wow. And Heather Laverne, you get to play Vern.
I do.
Verno.
My best friend calls me Vernie, and Vern is a very special name to me. So I was like, well, that's the one I want to play. Plus, he's my favorite just in general, regardless of his name.
Will you have your comb with you?
Oh, you got to have a comb. Yes. Then you have to lose it on the train track. So, yeah.
Tell us who will be joining you around the table.
We have an awesome cast. So Colette Costa is also in it. She's playing Teddy because, of course, she's playing Corey Feldman. And then we have Lily Odekirk and Kate Ross. They're rounding out the cast with us as Gordy and Chris. And then filling in all of the other roles of Ace's gang and then just everyone else that they come across on their journey. We have Allison Holtkamp. We have Christina Apathy, Stacey Katas, Donnie Gott. We have a really great cast.
Who's playing Kiefer Sutherland, Ace?
That's Allison Holtkamp.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a crew.
I know. It's really fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. You know, you sort of mentioned it earlier as the interview was getting going, that you loved this story, this movie, growing up with it. And we think of it as one of the sort of quintessential coming of age movies. What else about it appealed to you then, and what continues to appeal to you?
I feel like a lot of people can connect with this story even if you didn't grow up in the 50s. I mean, I didn't. So I still feel like I had that experience because it's a story about youth. It's not a story about a certain time. It's not a story about just boys. It's everyone kind of has this experience where you cross over from childhood into adulthood and kind of see the world as it really is. It becomes a bigger place. And you realize that the friends that you have are not lifelong necessarily when you're 12, but they are family. So I think that just the way that the characters are written and the way that the story is told is something that it's a full piece of your childhood that you're just seeing played out on screen.
I was sort of doing some research today and looking at some dates, and correct me if I get these wrong, but I was thinking of the irony of – so River Phoenix,
yes,
right, who plays Chris Chambers,
mm-hmm,
in the movie. In the story – which was written, I'm thinking it's The Body, right, by Stephen King.
The Body, yes, that's correct.
I think that was written in about 82.
Mm-hmm.
So before Chris Chambers, before River Phoenix passed in real life, he was playing a guy who passed in the story.
That's right, yeah. And he was playing a character that was actually not someone that he really related to, but his father apparently was very much like Chris, where it was the person who has this reputation before he's really even born. It's the family reputation, and everyone sees him as this one way. So he really pulled from his father, but he was a really you know, introverted and intelligent person and was lost too soon. And Wil Wheaton, who played Gordy in the movie, actually, lost him, and they were really close friends as well. So there's a lot of parallels in that movie of real life.
Yeah, really interesting. You've already mentioned it, just sort of the theme of friendship. That the last couple lines of the movie, I was going to write them down, but I forgot. Do you happen to remember something the power of the friends we had when we're 12?
I never had any friends again like the ones I had when I was 12. Jesus, does anyone?
Yeah, right?
Essentially is what the line is, yeah. And it's true. I mean, there's a trust that we have as children that we put up walls as we become older. And I think that when you're a kid, you just pick this extra family, this alternative family, and you're just yourself and genuine with them. And that's really what plays out in this movie.
All right. That is the voice of Heather Laverne, who is playing Vern tomorrow night, Thursday, August 22nd, 7:30 at the Gold Town Theater for a live reading of Stand By Me. Looking forward to it. Heather, is there anything we're missing or anything else that you'd like to add?
The main thing that Colette wanted me to mention to people is the movie is rated R, but it's like a 1986 R rating. It's just a little bit of profanity and some kids smoking some cigarettes that weren't actually cigarettes in real life. It was cabbage leaves. So she's thinking maybe 13 and up if you're wanting to bring the kids.
All right. Heather Laverne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is dark. And the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.